trance-like state called hypnosis is not really a sleep at all. Hypnosis. The word itself comes from a Greek word meaning sleep and was first coined in the 19th century. Though the trance-like state called hypnosis is not really a sleep at all, the term persists. We have come to a time where men recognize the effects of the brain on the physical body. What more and more people are beginning to discover is that hypnotism, self-induced, can be the key to opening up the previously blocked concentric circles of the mind, where willpower has a reverse effect, creating a forced situation. Hypnotism shows you how to relax and let positive things happen for you. By your own treatment, you can assuage fears, increase confidence, conquer doubts. Failure is simply a bad habit, and habits can be broken. All habits, good and bad, are the result of conditioning. You can recondition yourself by reconditioning the way you think. Hypnotism is a form of meditation that instantly reaches the deepest levels of the subconscious. While you are in hypnosis, you can charge your subconscious with positive thoughts that make it impossible for you to fail. Hypnotism cannot hurt you. You do not lose control of yourself or do things that you don't remember later on. The only thing essential to getting the most from self-hypnosis is to practice it routinely every day. Try to choose the same time each day, just as you are waking up in the morning or just before going to bed. It is an excellent idea to use this form of meditation at both of these times, just before you start off your day and just as you end it. Our conscious mind is the part we are most familiar with. It sees and hears and smells and listens and acquires knowledge. you. Some people think of their subconscious as a second person and entirely separate themselves. They call themselves.